You know, there was some other information shared recently about UMM and where we're at from an enrollment standpoint. And there are some challenges and there are some hurdles, but the reality is I think the leadership we have right now, our admissions department, Chancellor Erickson, athletics, our faculty and staff, we've got that ship pointed in the right direction. And a big part of it is how impactful student athletes are. But about 40% of our student body this year are playing some kind of a sport.
That's fantastic.
It is, and the thing that I love about it is they're not just here to collect that NIL money or do anything like you see at other. That's not the D3 mantra, and that's certainly not Morris's educational model. Our kids graduate, and our kids go to class, and our students are involved in the community. You know, they do stuff in and around this town. And not just the athletes of it, certainly, but I'm biased. I think they're special. Mm-hmm. It's a special group of people, and it's a huge part of what Morris is as a campus. I mean, just a huge part of our population.
Well, and I also wanted to touch on, because I know that we had just recently started here at Inkstead Media of doing podcasts, and so a lot of these community connections that I do go up on our podcast page, but you have your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk to you about that. What's it called? Where can people find it? And how often do they drop?
Yeah, weekly is the answer. It's called Into the Den. And if you haven't already had enough of me talking and you want to get just a weekly, we do it. It's an hour at a time. No more, no less. We try to keep it there. But myself and Tim Grove, head women's basketball coach and assistant AD for us, do these weekly. You can find them on all of your local, you know, whether it be Spotify or Apple. I mean, we're available wherever you find your podcasts. But it is literally just an hour snapshot of everything recent in Cougar Athletics. So if you're not following press releases and you're not able to make it to games or anything of that nature, it's a chance where you can come and just get this quick little window, you know, pull back the curtains window into Cougar Athletics.
Oh, how neat. Okay, wow. Yeah, Athletic Director Matt Johnson, we talked about a lot of different stuff. Cougar Days of Giving coming up tomorrow and Wednesday. The Cougar Golf Classic, September 14th, which is coming up this Sunday. Of course, the Hall of Fame induction and banquet coming up on October 4th at 10:30. And check out the podcast, Into the Den. Matt Johnson, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just one real quick one, too. And this, I guess, is a plug for just getting out there. If you're listening in this community and you'd like to have your kids or your family come and experience Cougar Athletics, we don't charge admission for anyone who's in high school or elementary school still. So if you've got a family of five and you're sitting there thinking, boy, I'd really like to go to the football game, but I don't want to drop $65 on it, which is common, you mm-hmm. won't. Now, mom and dad, I need a ticket from you. But you've got four littles with you, come and bring them into the gym. Go watch a volleyball match. Go see our basketball team play. Come to that on that homecoming date, 6 o'clock that night is our homecoming football game. Bring the family out. Get involved with this community because we value it so much just because of the sport and Ed that we've already felt and we will feel from here on out. So I know that's a plug, but it means a ton for our students to look up in the stands and see faces there. It is so impactful.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Matt Johnson, for coming in and taking your time. Now, Sue, I know we wanted to talk before we get out of here today.
Just two quick things.
No,
for you.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
thanks for letting us be here. So tonight, when Matt says, welcome on campus, we're serious. Tonight, open observatory, 8:30. Take East 2nd Street to the west parking lot. Come in those doors. You can take the elevator up to the fourth floor or walk the stairs. The students have all sorts of things set up. Silke Boyd is a physics professor who is in charge of this. They have activities. It'll be well worth your time. And think about seeing that blood moon in a 16-inch telescope. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be neat. I'd say I need to keep getting out there. I remember I don't know if it was last month or the month before, but I remember it got moved, and yep. I wanted to go, and I couldn't make it. But it is going on tonight.
It is going on tonight. Weather permitting, you can check the website. I don't see, you know, we expect some rain. How many times this year have we said we expect some rain?
About every four and a half minutes, I think.
Yeah, exactly. But fingers crossed that at least until 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight, we'll have clear skies. Also coming up, and that's, again, for free. It's every month. Just pay attention. It'll get earlier in the day as the sunset gets earlier. Also on the 19th, we have the Performing Arts Series Tangorium. Absolutely free, thanks to a generous donor. There's a chancellor's reception for that. That's in Edson Auditorium. So check out morriscougars.com or morris.umn.edu, and we'd love to see you on campus.
All right, fantastic. Thank you guys so much for your time. That is our community connection, for today.